minutes, the press conference corresponding to the official section, A Mama When a Tree Falls. We've got the director and screenplay writer, Asier Altuna, Iraya Elias, Candido Uranga, and Amparo Badiola, the actress and the producer, Mariam Fernandez. Please, our photographer colleagues, could they finish their work? And what they're eagerly awaiting is to answer the first question. First question, please, right here. Microphone, please. Good morning. I liked the film very much. I thought it was very Basque, and I felt very identified with the film. But the straight question, could you explain the Amama symbol? That is, say, it has had everything to do with what happens, or is there any balance, or whether it goes right or left? Because at a given moment, it seems that the father, when he cuts the daughter's tree down, it seems that the father looks at them, and the grandmother, Amama, but she looks the other way. Could that mean that the grandmother, Amama, has a point of view there? Hi, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I think that finally, Amama, the grandmother, I remember my Amama, as I remember her, that's the way I painted it, the Amama I knew when I was a child, sitting in the kitchen, quiet and always absent, but always very quiet. But there is a moment, an important moment in the film, when Tomas, in that violent world, in that communication world that lives in, he leaves that world and he starts to work with his hand. And that step that he takes, he finally, that Amama, his grandmother, has the final word. First of all, Amaya has to confront her father. And then the mother as well shows her a firm position vis-a-vis her husband and sort of takes him out of his comfort zone. And there's a beautiful thing, that quiet dinner where they look at each other, but the grandmother, the mother looks at her son. She doesn't stop looking at him. I think a lot is said in those looks. From that point of view, I believe that words, when you don't have to use them in a film, they're much better. I think the film is better if unnecessary words are used. I'm very happy because the images, and just by the way the actors looked, I was able to tell the story. Good morning. Congratulations. Last year we had Loreac here, which was very successful, and this year we've got Amama When a Tree Falls. My question, did you think, you know, the Basque family farm unit, the trees, Loreac, after the success it's had, did you think you were going to change, did you think of changing the title? And you could be Trees, Suaitzak in Basque. But no, that's a joke, what I'm telling you. But it's a real question. They say, where did you find the name of Amama? How did you find Amparo Bandiola, by the way, the actress? Well, the title, we've gone over and over what the title, because Amama is a word which means mother and grandmother. It's a very powerful word which says everything. Suaitzak, the word for trees in Basque, as the script started to transform, the trees got a lot of, had a lot of presence in the script, and that's why under Amama, we wrote When a Tree Falls as a subtitle, because of the weight and the importance of the trees in a film. To find Amparo Badiola, we were very fortunate. I found her walking down the street in a bar. I was looking for a very elegant woman with this very elegant wrinkles and a transparent look, and quite fortunately, I was fortunate to walk by that cafeteria and see this beautiful lady. To see her there. And then it was a bit more complicated when I dared to ask her whether she was prepared to participate in a film. I think she thought I was a bit crazy, or I was mad, because of the way I talked to her. But the next day, I did a small audition, a screen test to see her look and her eyes, and it seemed that she'd be making movies for her entire life. The truth is, it was very easy to work with her on the shoot. She adapted herself very well to the circumstances, and sometimes she was smoking a cigarette at a table, and it seems that she had made already 40 films beforehand. So therefore, apart from being a beautiful woman, she's very powerful, very strong, and very beautiful as well, and very obedient. It was a pleasure to work with her. It's quite curious, this film, for me, because there was a beginning that seemed it was going to be a documentary film, and you were analyzing what the Basque geography was, the forests and so on, and then it seemed that the film sings in favor upon women's freedom, and apart from the issues, do you agree that it's the matriarchs, which is very powerful in the Basque country, that said that they are subjected, but then they control and they're subjected at the same time. And I'm not Basque, but I'm from the north, and we've got the same problem. I'm not too sure whether women really control or don't control. It ends up being the father. At the end of the day, they are controlling it, and not the son. And I would also like to know why this film L'Oréal, for example, is now maybe selected for the Oscars, if it is selected. Do you have some? You have got capital from the state TVs and so on and so forth. But I've seen also that not you. No, you. It's all Basque government. It's all very, very Basque. Isn't that going to prevent you from go more international, perhaps, or more commercially? Well, I'm happy to receive money from wherever it comes from. As a producer, let me answer you. There's money from Televisión Española, and Movistar Plus is also involved, but this is something that arrived at the last minute, and that's why you didn't see the logos on the screen. But we've got more money outside the Basque country. And as regards women, I think that what not so much of women, the story that I love is the story of Tomás, that is to say, how he takes that step of being a man, very powerful, and a macho and a father at the same time. He takes that step of being in that position, which is hard and violent, to take that step and to use his hands with a lot of sensitivity. He transmits what he can't transmit with words, and I think this is one of the things that attracted me of this story, especially this comes from a Kirmen Oribe poem in which, in four words, he defined exactly that. That is to say, how a man who is very strong and very serious and very strict and in a powerful position is capable of transmitting. And he's also misunderstood, because during half the film it seems he's a man that has no heart or any feelings or anything. And that we sought after that from the beginning, to give a violent, he kills a dog, the old dog, and these are very powerful things. And then at the moment when he takes that step, because the women he has around him, they stand up against him, and at that moment that figure grows, he grows as a character. And so therefore, when he ends up seeing the works of his daughter, which at the film of the beginning of the film you couldn't even imagine he could look at a painting or a photo of her daughter, he didn't even pay attention to it. At the end he feels very moved with the artwork of his daughter, and I think that's very interesting. I would like to ask the director, as well as the actors, of the relationship between the grandparents and the grandmother, because what I thought in the film is at the end the grandmother labels the grandchildren in the negative sense. She's the one that is going to be lazy. She's going to be bad. But it seems that it's all taken by the father. How did you see that relationship between the grandchildren? That's something. What's your point of view on that? Well, the issue of in the selection in the farm units, that is normally doesn't happen anymore. But it's so natural that you practically don't even realize that you're being called so-and-so and you're being classified as something. But it's an issue of survival, really, at the end of the day, because for that farm unit to not be divided up, they had to select someone to continue with the farm unit, but this is something that's not spoken. That's the way I see it. That is, well, that's what I imagine, that those issues weren't even spoken about, and they were done very subtly. So therefore, I think that Amaya, that exaggeration of painting the trees is a point of view which is a bit surreal, a bit imaginary. There's a lot of imagination within all of those scenes. So they go to extremes. And I think that in a certain way also the relationship between the grandchildren and the grandparents is a natural relationship, and that's where it's transmitted in a natural way. And the conflict, a generational conflict, is with the father, obviously. And I got a bit lost there. Well, what I was saying. Hi, Asier. I would like to ask you a couple of things. First of all, this family portrait that you offer, which is very Basque, but do you think it can be well understood abroad? Because there are a lot of families that have got that to find the average between those are stuck in tradition and those that it's another modern generation which is open and freer. And the second question is the cleaning of the look. That the clear look that she Amama has is a position that a cinema, movies that are so, I'm talking about Hollywood type cinema where there's a lot of makeup and also European productions. Thanks for the question. Well, I'm not too sure, but this story shoot the film this way. From the first version of the script or the screenplay, we have cleaned it up, we've streamlined it to try to tell it the story with the way people looked at each other, with the eyes of the characters. I think that the first part of the film, the point of view is in Amaya, there's music, there are words, there are camera movements, there's a lot of color, there are a lot of images that are outside reality. And then when we go on to the point of view of Tomás, the camera is slow, it's stopped, there's no music, there's practically no words. But I think it's like a play. It's a very interesting way of playing with this, and I'm glad to have found that way to be able to tell this story. It's something I didn't think about it from the beginning in the script, but when we've started to improve it and to streamline the script, we have found a way of telling the story in a very austere and elegant way, and that was the challenge we had before us. Hi, I'm at the back here, over here. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask the director, the threat, there have been some years in which that the feeling was that the threat to Basque tradition came from abroad. And in this film, what you're addressing is that the threat tradition to that purity comes from the inside. It is the future itself that is threatening the farm unit, tradition, and the Basque country. I would like Could you delve into that and give us a bit more information? Why do you think that the threat is from inside and not from outside, and the threat is the future? I looked at many films of rural subject matter, and it always comes from abroad. It's normally an American who comes to a European farm unit or a house which is inherited, and that's where the threat comes from. But I think that the threat, it's not a threat, it's life which has led to this. The farm unit, as it has been for many generations and centuries, makes no sense anymore to a certain extent, because it has changed not only the way of making a living, but it's changed in how you place yourself in the world, within the world. Tomás, the farmer, he's there, and that's the center of the world for him. Nothing outside the farm unit exists, and I think it's a real portrait, albeit it sounds, it might sound a lie, but I've known people like this, people who, their life is based upon this. The farm unit is protection and the economy and also spirituality. And as a concept, when, like for example, when people go to study in the current present day, it makes no sense, but nevertheless, it's a real threat that exists, and I think it's right of locating the conflict from the inside, from the house, the farm unit itself. The daughter has an attitude. She wants to break away from the one hand because she sees it doesn't. It's senseless to continue this way. But she doesn't want to lose it all. To a certain extent, she wants to maintain at least, or to continue going ahead, but looking back into the past. She doesn't want to break away completely. I think this is a situation that we're living at present in the Basque Country, and in other places this has happened in the past, and it'll happen in the future in other places. But it's a real struggle that's taking place nowadays. And it's dramatic for me because, to a certain extent, because to stop working on the land is, as Tomás says, it's we're going to stop being ourselves. You're losing many things, and it's something that is taking place and it's occurring.
Buenos días.
Good morning. The film deals of trying to maintain tradition of the roots of the Basque Country and human. It highlights also the conflicts between, from the point of view of the right of maintaining and the right of emancipation. I believe that you have has transmitted or wants to transmit messages that with art we can conserve traditions. You've made a call to those people that are responsible and support art in general. The most important scene was when the grandmother says farewell. The farewell with an artistic and musical exposition. It's a message, I believe, that the church will not play any more role vis-a-vis the new generations, or with the violin, with that scream of pain, are symbols, I believe, that are significant, more than the discourse of a priest. Here in the Basque Country, you've changed Amalur, which is to Amunalur. That's what I would like to say.
No, que complete un poco la pregunta, si quiere preguntar.
Sí, sí. Has cambiado la, para mí has cambiado la, el termo del Amalur a,
you've changed the term Amalur.
Has pensado en eso,
did you think about changing the name to Amalur, to grandmother, to Amunalur, or you've also transmitted a message that with the tree you don't make furniture. Also, abstract art can be made. And this is the question. And if you don't pick up the... How are you going to hold the cider parties if you don't gather the apples? And for the actors, we can see that there are two generations, or three generations. And with the cutting down of the trees, there were two. One with... With a chainsaw, with a machine, that's how he cuts a tree. But when he's with love, he uses the saw to cut the tree. Thank you. Can you answer that? Let's see. The funeral. Let's look at the funeral. I think that the funeral... I think that something has been done to be much more civil type of farewells. I've lived through these types of farewells. That farewell, when the grandmother dies, is a change in Amaya as an artist. I think that at the beginning of the film, she's an artist which is much more plastic and more sort of advertising, and her muse is the grandmother, who's beautiful, and she plays with her, and especially aesthetically speaking. But at the end of the film, all of a sudden, when she stops, she gives in, she doesn't want to participate in the exhibition. She has a brutal crisis takes place in her artwork, and that's when she starts to create a different type of art. She uses art for life, and I think that farewell, that is, which is an artistic performance of her work, it's the pinnacle of her artwork. She uses art to say farewell, to communicate, so that her father can cry, to move and make people feel emotions. And I think it's an attitude that I've always had in life. And Oteiza, he used to say, art is not for museums, it's for life. And I think the idea of the funeral was quite risky, but slowly but surely, all of the little, it all directed me towards the funeral. There was a moment of saying a farewell, and I wanted to be an artistic intervention. What else? The questions. Why don't... Well, Amalur... Well, okay, Amalur is a film that I admire. It's a great film, but it has nothing. It's a coincidence. The title of the film, Amama, as a word, Ama, means it's the mother of the mother. It's transmitting from two words in one. It's a word which is very powerful. And I don't know who said it's the first word that we say when we start to grow. We say Amama. And I think it's beautiful at the same time. It sounds good. The question, whether we felt a change or a breakaway, in my case, for example, I come from parents that live in farm units. And the first 10 or 15 years of my life, well, I met the lifestyle of the last 100 years. We all see the speed in which the change has taken place, and it's happening even faster and faster. Since from when we picked up the garbage with oxen, and now we put them in plastic bags with the great controversy that that brings along with it. But I would like to say something, and that is that, and it's quite curious that I don't, the journalists or anybody say, and mainly for me, there are a series of generational conflicts that take place, conflict, and tradition, modernity, noise, silence, wisdom, lack of wisdom. But above all, I believe it's an allegory towards love, because love all over the place, beyond violence and the hate and the way people look and reproaches, everything that happens, and the whole, from the way the grandmother looks at everyone and all the conflicts, they're all based upon, undoubtedly, in that feeling, which is very deep, and it's the winner at the end of the film. And we believe the truly that it says that the true driving force of life in the film, it's quite clear from my point of view, the change of attitude of Tomás doesn't understand it. He sees the way his mother's looking at him. He sees the situation that his wife's in. He sees the desperation of his children. That change is impossible. He doesn't understand. Art moves him at a given moment, but more than the art, because of the situation, but it's love all over the place. The film is full of love. Any further questions?
Sí, aquí en la segunda fila, un micrófono, por favor.
Bai, Amparo hori.
Yes, Amparo, I would like to ask you, how was the experience for you? How was the experience for you when he came to find you, and how you met him? And how was it shooting at the first? It was great. It was a magical meeting in 3 days that I spent in Pasajes, and to find Asier. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke, because at my age, to ask me to work in a film, and I was the grandmother he was looking for. He spent 3 months and he couldn't find one. There are loads of grandmothers everywhere. And it was quite strange to me. And the next day, and he convinced me, and I don't regret having done it, because it's been a great adventure. Magical, it's all magical. And the crew was fantastic, that I'll never forget. Very kind, very happy, very respectful. I found everything in the shooting of the film when I was there. And thanks to him, can I say anything else? And thanks to Arcier Altuna, I lost everything in the war and I went to France, and it seems that with him, they have returned everything that they'd stolen from me when I went to the war. And I felt it very, very much inside. The roots, the country, everything. It's returned everything. And I want to thank him very much.
Bien, ninguna pregunta más.
Any further questions? Thank you very much.